come.
Welcome to the second series of the Musa Stories podcast, delivering short but engaging midrashim designed for children to discuss with their parents and for parents to discuss with their children. Medrash morsels for Parshas Vayera. Kids, what is the main mitzvah of tefillah, of davening? You can daven all the time in your own words, but the main mitzvah is called Shemona Esrei. Some people call it Amida, because it is said standing from the word Omeid. Yeah, standing in front of the king. But this tefillah is mostly referred to as Shemona Esrei. Now, why is it called Shemona Esrei? Shemona Esrei means 18. It's a number. Bye! I'm going to daven 18! What does that mean? It's called Shemona Esrei because of the number of brachos that are in it. 18 brachos. The first three brachos are to praise Hashem. The last three are to thank Hashem. And the middle ones are begging for what we need. But why did the Chachamim decide upon 18? Doesn't that number sound random? No, no, no! The Chachamim who authored the Shemona Esrei knew the paths of Shomayim, and they knew the best formula of words to get the tefillos of Klal Yisrael accepted in heaven. There are many reasons brought in the Medrash for this important number of brachos, 18, and I'll list just a few. 18 is a number that stimulates the zchus of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The Torah states their names together how many times? 18 times. Another reason is that Hashem commanded Moshe 18 times in the Torah regarding the building of the Mishkan. And the Mishkan is a place of avodah, just like when you daven. Kids, do you know what vertebrae are? Vertebrae are the small bones in your spine. You know, your backbone. It's a connected chain of many small bones. When you bow in Shemona Esrei, you must bend over low enough to make every vertebra pop out, because your bones are also praying to Hashem. Kol atzmosai tomar no Hashem, micha mocha. Especially your backbone, because that's the part of your body that shows how low you are in front of Hashem, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Melech Malchei HaMelachim. Well, guess how many vertebrae you have in your spine? Yep, 18. Chai is 18 in Gematria. If a person or an animal has a fatal defect, it won't live more than a year. Those defects are called the 18 trefos listed in the Gemara and Chulin. Like a hole in the lung, it makes an animal treif. So after the shochet checks it, he opens up the animal and checks the lungs to make sure there are no holes. Well, if you are healthy and don't have any of those 18 problems, those 18 fatal defects, that means there are 18 parts of your body that are healthy and lively. You will live, and you will be 18. You will be chai, and chai is life. So when you daven Shemona Esrei, you are helping yourself live in 18 different ways. The number 18 helps protect you from fatal health problems. Now here comes a question. But what about on Shabbos? How many brachos are there in the Shemona Esrei of Shabbos? Have you noticed that the Amidah for Shabbos is shorter? Only 7 brachos. The first 3 brachos and the last 3 are the same, but there is just 1 bracha in the middle. The Medrash says the reason. Because we shouldn't beg for what we need on Shabbos. It could cause us to become upset. Let's say someone has a sick child at home. If he thinks about it while davening, he could become sad and cry. No, not on Shabbos. Shabbos is for joy and delight. So kids, daven, because the Medrash says that there's nothing more beautiful than tefillah. For more epic stories and for engaging educational content, check out our website, musastories.com.
Ay, betizke, yo ilam habo.